in performance. And clearly, there's been a number of...
Let's go to the Fremantle rooms, Carl. We've got Steve Allen with Lachie Neale.
Lachie, win number one for the year. How does that feel?
Yeah, it feels great. It's a lot better than losing, I can tell you that much. So, yeah, it's good to be on the board and exciting for the guys. We had a really young group, really proud of the way they went about it. And the senior guys as well really stood up. David, Nathan were fantastic through the middle and up forward. And I thought it was a really good all-round performance. Stephen Hill played excellent along with Bradley. So it was a really great team performance.
What went right tonight that you couldn't get right in the first two rounds?
Definitely our start. We've started really poorly both weeks. And to come out in the first quarter and play really well was something that we needed to do. And that way you just give yourself a really good chance to stay in the contest for the rest of the game. And they got back on top, but to the boys' credit, at three-quarter time, really rallied together and put in a really good last quarter to win the game.
Upstairs, we've got Carl Langdon, Mark Reddings, Glenn Jakovic and Luke McFarlane.
Lachie, Glenn Jakovic here. Congratulations on the performance, team first and yourself. What was said at three-quarter time by Ross Lyon? Because you just sensed the Bulldogs were overrunning you. They hit the front. They were 14 points up at three-quarter time. And your last quarter was epic. It was manic pressure. What was Ross's message, clear message, at three-quarter time?
Basically that, Glenn. We applied some fierce pressure to start the game and we wanted to get that back. We felt that they were able to use their hands a little bit better through the second and third quarters and get out on us. So we just had to bring that tackle pressure and intensity that we brought in the first quarter, and we knew they would get us back in the game.
Lachie, Luke McFarlane here, mate. Good to be speaking with you. Congratulations tonight. I just want to talk about leadership, and I'm sure it would have been a very tough week for the leaders. I know you've stepped into the leadership group this year, but how did you deliver this performance tonight? Can you talk us through that? In particular, the impact of someone like Aaron Sandilands in the middle.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a tough week from all angles in the media internally. We've had a really strong review, as you know, which we go through each week and review the same, whether it's a win or a loss. And last week simply wasn't good enough. And we only reviewed sort of the first half of the game, and that was enough. And as leaders, it was put on us early in the week that we had to stand up and deliver tonight. And I thought the guys I mentioned earlier, plus Aaron, as you said, was fantastic tonight. He had to shoulder a lot of the ruckload. I think he only got about 4 or 5 minutes chop out each quarter. So it was a humongous effort for him to play that long and play so well. And I'm really proud of the leadership group. But not only us, the younger guys underneath really stood up. Thought Hayden Crozier was fantastic up forward, and Joel Hamling down back really stood up against his former club, so it was a fantastic win.
Lachie, there seemed to be a little less emphasis on the switch and moving the ball around the outside, which was seen in the first couple of weeks. Was there a bit more focus about looking at the 45 and being a bit more direct tonight?
Yeah, definitely. We've spoken about it at times, even through the pre-season, that you've got to drive the car and you can't just play one way all the time. At times they're going to have a plus one or plus two down the line, and that's when we have to switch or look on the 45. But we had a bit of a focus on moving the ball through to equal numbers when we could, and I thought that worked well. Getting front and centre, get numbers of the contest. The Bulldogs are a really good team at getting numbers and creating an out number, so we had to work really hard to get front and centre of those contests as well.
I guess, Lachie, when you look back on Shane Kirsten and Cam McCarthy, they dropped a few marks, but they presented, as Glenn Jakovic pointed out, they gave you a target, and there's only an upside for those two players.
Yeah, definitely. I spoke to Cam straight after the game, and I said not to worry about those drop marks. They'll come. I thought he presented really well all night and created a contest when the high ball came in, and he still kicked a couple and played his role for the team.
Is that it, boys? Thank you, Lachie.
There's some noise in the rooms. It's buzzing. It's must be a nice feeling.
Good job, mate. Everyone's in there. Good job.
Well, thanks, guys. Thank you.
Well done.
They jump off pretty quick and then they jump on just as quickly.
Well, you talk